Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. He has been an absolute star the last 2 years, keeping us updated, everything COVID-related. We're hoping that he can assist us in making sense about what is Fluorona. Prof, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad. Nice to be with you.
It's always great to hear from you. You always give us a sense, and I think it's your calmness, you always give us a sense of expectation that things are going to be better. But with this pandemic, there's always like a little snap from the left. It's like a boxer. You go into the ring and COVID comes, and before you realize it, there's a little hook or there's a snap thrown that's completely unexpected. Like this Fluorona. What is Fluorona?
Well, quite honestly, I think it's a term which has come out of Israel. I haven't really seen it in scientific literature. But I think what they're trying to say is that there are dual epidemics. There's the epidemic, the one which we expect, which is the COVID one, and the one which we should have expected, which is the influenza. You know, influenza is our annual visitor in winter. In just about every country in the world, we do get outbreaks of influenza. Now, sometimes more severe, sometimes less severe. And the fact that we've got corona doesn't mean that we're not going to get influenza. The interesting thing is, of course, in South Africa, I mean, and we got the data from South Africa from the monitoring that the NICD does, is that the incidence of influenza over the past two winters has actually been very, very much lower. In fact, last year it was very low. This year a little bit higher, but still pretty low. But I think what's happening in Israel apparently is that they, in addition to the corona outbreak, are also having a significant outbreak of influenza. And that's a problem for two reasons. One is that, of course, it makes the diagnosis of corona more difficult because the symptoms overlap greatly. They're very, very similar to each other. And also, if one does get a dual infection, which I think they've coined this term for corona, of course, it will aggravate the COVID or aggravate the influenza, whichever way you want to look at it. But the dual infection will kind of synergistically make it a little bit more severe. But really, that's all it is. It's the combination of those two epidemics, which is not unexpected in winter.
So I suppose for those denialists out there, they can now accept and understand that flu and COVID are not the same thing. And in fact, you can get both at the same time.
Correct. You can get both at the same time. There's no what we call cross protection because they're completely different viruses. But I should mention there are vaccines against both of them. The coronavirus vaccine even more effective than the influenza vaccine. But they both are, and people that are at risk should certainly be vaccinated against influenza as well as corona.
Talking about vaccines, we've seen the rollout now of the booster shots. Do we have any information yet or any data as into how successful the new rollout has been?
Yeah, it's been a bit slow. I think it's still under about 10,000. I haven't got the exact figure in front of me, but under 10,000. And, you know, it's interesting, people. I think there is a sort of a growing feeling of, I don't know, apathy maybe, that because we've had fairly mild, fourth wave, people are not so enthusiastic about getting the booster. But the booster is available for people that have been vaccinated at least 6 months ago. And one can only encourage people because, you know, we know the vaccine its effectiveness does tail off, certainly after about 6 months. And it's no reason not to get the booster, boost one's immune system, and just make try and maximize your protection against the infection.
Well, as always, Professor Shoup, thank you so much for keeping us updated. We're going to be having a lot more conversations in the coming months while we see what happens with this global pandemic. And as always, thank you so much. We're now officially a week into 2022. So thank you for all that you did in 2020 and in 2021. And thank you for what you're going to be doing going forward in 2022.
Thank you so much, Chad. Thank you. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Professor Barry Shoup is the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines, and he's been with us since the very beginning reporting on these very, very important issues pertaining to this.